It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. David Oxenford at the Broadcast Law blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission is accepting preliminary comments on a new low-power FM proposal. The idea from REC Network would raise the maximum power for LPFM stations from 100 watts to 250 watts to put them at equivalent power levels with FM translator stations. If made into policy, low-power FM station signals would have much better building penetration and some other interference issues would be improved. The FCC has only so far announced they have received the proposal and are taking preliminary comments for 30 days. If there seems to be interest in the proposal, a formal notice of proposed rulemaking would be announced with another round of public comment. REC's proposal would not just expand LPFM coverage, but roll some back. Quote, it also suggests limiting what it calls foothills LPFM stations, those that are located in areas where their coverage in certain directions is helped by terrain factors, to go beyond what is normally predicted for such stations, unquote, Oxenford writes. Other parts of the proposal include allowing minor moves up to 11.1 kilometers for LP100 stations and up to 14.1 kilometers for LP250 stations, removing the contour overlap requirement for LPFM commonly owned FM translators, add additional protections for LPFM stations in respect to FM translators, and relief for the local programming requirement for LPFM stations on timeshare agreements. Comments on REC's proposal RM11749 can be filed through June 15th at the FCC's website. This is Tom Rowe for Wave Farm Radio and WGXC.